Welcome, this is Judith Conrad, and it is Thursday, therefore it must be my radio time. Here we go. We are in a new moon today. Leo, new moon. So this would make it the August 20th. And, wow, what things going on here? I mean, after the eclipses, I'm feeling... because it was so intense during that the eclipses... Full moon, new moon, full moon. Oh, wow. So now with Leo here, we've got some sparkly energy out here. And this program is about making a difference one broadcast at a time, whether it's radio or TV. And this is a virtual classroom on the airwaves. And we do deep listening and deep questioning. So I know many of you out there are in this process of deep change. You're changing direction. I know I am. And I'm just being in the moment every moment because I still haven't been given the roadmap. And I am getting a roadmap every day. Now, that sounds like a contradiction, but that's the way it is. And I know that some of you are also feeling confused, unsure where to go next. Well, you know, I've been doing readings on myself for quite some time. Excuse me. And... I'm really focusing on doing service to others, and if you are looking at any kind of change of direction, if you're feeling confused, you're unsure where you want to go next, if you feel that there's a major decision pending coming up and you would like an unbiased opinion, then that's what I'm really here to do. One of the things with Skype, when you download Skype, which is free, by the way, I can give you a call, and I record it on my end, and we just write down, you know, you can ask any questions that you would desire, and that's going to reveal through the cards, through my channeling. Oh, there, I said it. I said it right out loud. Yes, I do channel. information comes through to give you maybe that spiritual kick in the pants that you've been looking for. Okay. Well, since Skype goes all over the world, it is not a problem. Like I said, download Skype and it's free. Well, here we are on BBS Radio, and I have three cards. First of all, the situation. The situation is that's sitting here is the moon card. Now, I want you to imagine... on the lower half of the card, because this is the Crowley deck, so I do know that some of you can go online and you can find this card, or you have your own deck. apples and oranges do not mix. I sometimes use the Morgan Greer, and that has a different smack to it, a different energy to it, different meanings to it altogether. And the moon card here on the bottom half has the scarab. And the scarab, and tonight, because we are still in this new moon, the scarab, I want you to give the scarab permission to go through your body. If you have anything going on in your body, and I just have a friend who just found out she has cancer. I don't know where it is. I have just been this whole day focusing on her body. And my little scarab, I'm sending it to her to chomp up everything. Any cancer cells that are beginning to grow out of control. And I want, see, when I'm on this program, I really want people to get some kind of a healing, some kind of information so that they can take it and use it every single day. Therefore, the scarab is my gift to you today. Now, that's the Egyptian beetle. Well, I call it the dung hauler because he goes through the body and he gets all this crap out of the body. He goes through your aura and any thoughts that are there, anybody else's energy that's there. And by the way, that is inappropriate if someone is corded into you. Corded means that they have, it's like they've sent a leech. They've sent an octopus tentacle, and they're sucking energy from you. So what I would recommend is you take your little scarab. And the scarab is very, very nice, very good. And the scarab will go all over you, and it will check if there's anyone corded into you. So you just take the scarab, run him over your shoulder. Just take your hand and pretend that's the scarab, and you just run it over your shoulder. Who's there on your arm? Run it over your heart. Who's there? Run it. Put your hand in the back of your heart. Who's there? What's there? any woundings, you know, stab in the back, all that, into the heart. Put them over your lungs, breathing in, breathing in. Who's there? What's there? So you see the scarab can reveal. That can be like a power animal. It can be, it's just your alter mind, I would say, in the form of an animal, a power animal. First time when I began this spiritual quest, my very first class was about power animals. And, whoa, was that a surprise that I could use an animal to use the qualities of the animal to empower myself. Well, today we're going to use the, that little scarab. Because the scarab can go through your body, go through the blood vessels, go through the arteries, and can chomp, is going to chomp away anything and everything that might be in your way, that might be growing in a way that is inappropriate. So that's on the moon card. Now, as you get ready, on the there's a gateway. And as you complete, and are we ever complete with any of this? You go through that gateway. And as you're going through the gateway, you're looking at what is my dream? Because this is a new moon today. What is the new direction of my dreams? What is my destiny? And this is such a good day to write that down. And what is my legend? You know, not only, because you're going through a gateway today. This is in Leo. Leo says, let's get it out there. Now, what my guidance was saying today, as I was composing all of this for tonight, it's very important that you share with a whole bunch of people. I sent it out to about 10 people just before this program, encouraging them to call and to share on the air what is your destiny, what is your legend, what are your dreams, and let me solidify those and pull a card for them. Once you put it out to all the people listening here, it's going to solidify. It's going to make it more solid. It's going to move you through the gateway. It's going to give you some clarity on that. So what is your dream? What is your legend? What is your destiny that you want to go through the gateway on the moon card? And then without having a dream, without having a vision and a purpose, you're just going to be floating around. You're not going to really hone it down to the focused dream that you're here to do. Now, I noticed, and some of you have been watching, you've been listening to me for about a month or so, I don't know, maybe 2 days, one time, I don't know, that I am hesitant to label who and what I am. Sometimes I say I'm a coach. Sometimes I say I'm a mentor. And basically, I'm a spiritual teacher. And my purpose is to give you tools to utilize that 10% of your brain that is sitting there unaccessed. It's like when you go through that gateway to that part of your brain that has all of the answers. 10% is what we use all the time. I would say that's our left brain. Well, our right brain is that very creative part that is so intuitive. You know all of the answers. This 90%, when you go through the gateway, through that door, that portal, you come to who you really are, your true self, and all of your vast potential. So my job, and I've always done this, is to teach you how to redirect your awareness and to help you get through the gateway to that unexplored, the unlimited potential, possibilities that are there. They're all within you. We came with all the tools. And also, if there are any restrictive thoughts or belief systems or behaviors that are blocking you from greater happiness and success, that will usually show up in the cards. That's the one thing I like about the cards. They're unbiased. You know, I pick them at random. You pick them at random. In fact, if you're calling on the telephone, you're connecting with my left hand to be able to pick those cards. Life is meant to be so enjoyable. And it is if we'll just realize what it is we're being given. For example, today, going to the county fair. How fun was that? It was senior day, so we got in for a lesser price. How fun was that just to go around to all the booths, looking at the rides? This is the first time I haven't gone on the rides. I could feel them inside of me, so I didn't really need to do them. You're here to have it all. You're here to have this having and being and doing. And one of the greatest things is to have greater energy and really that peace of mind. When you can, on a daily basis, sit, just sit, whether you're using cards or angel cards or cogitating, you're swimming, you're exercising, you're walking, you're running, anything that will take you through the gateway to find that deeper meaning of who you are. That's where we're all at right now, to find that 90%. And then once you find it, hey, now what? What am I going to do? Because now you're going to have no excuse of why you can't, why you're not succeeding in whatever it is you want to do. So the skills and the tools is what I want to give you today to help you go through that gateway into the 90%. And we'll see what happens during the program. I'm always open for calls to enhance whatever's going on here. So we've covered the moon card. We're focusing, we're cleaning up with the scarab. You have that as a gift. The scarab is here. And you're probably feeling it as you're listening to this program. You're feeling the scarab just moving through those arteries, you're inside of the body, and around the house. Now, the scarab would love to clean up some of the stuff and make you see what the scarab does is makes you aware of where there's something that wants to change. So if the scarab should get in my desk, God forbid, some of the files that are sitting, you know, I have the folders hanging folders, and I'm sure the scarab would make me aware of certain ones that, you know, probably need to be updated or looked at. As I look down at the file, I see Kabbalah. I used to do that. Fusion work. I used to do that. DNA activation. Used to do that. And a whole bunch of stuff on the tarot. That's gotten most of my attention, I can tell you that. So the scarab is making me aware of every possible thing in my living quarters, in what my, you know, what we had for dinner tonight. All of the things I'm being made aware of by my scarab. So I'm going to claim the scarab for the next few days. Maybe he'll be here with me. He, she will be with me forever. Second card. What caused this situation in the past, in this past influence, is the number 14, it's the art card. So we have the 18, the moon, and now we have the 14, the art card, the alchemist, I call it. There's alchemy happening right now. Well, we are in this place of change, of synthesis, and we're being demanded to really take it down to the core. I'm surprised the death card didn't come up. Last week it came up almost every day. And that's good because I'm in this place of transformation. And as I do TV or radio, my messages are usually the ones that is relevant to me, and it is also relevant to everyone out there. Yes, the alchemist. Change is here. That's the only thing that's stable right now. And they're asking that these changes be real changes, real changes, not just cosmetic changes, not just superficial. Because if we just put a Band-Aid on certain things, for example, I can give an example. I went into my garden, my petunias. Well, it's been so hot. very, very hot. So they're getting pretty wilty. And I was repairing them, taking the blossoms off and trying to do everything I could. And then all of a sudden it just became they gave up. So I pulled them up and I threw them all in a pile. And then I watered them in the pile. I took them out of the pots, these small pots, hanging pots. And now they're doing just fine because they didn't want to be up on, up there on the hanging in the sun. And now they're doing just fine. They're in the shade, and they're being taken care of. See, they told me, get me out of this pot. Get me out of the sun, and get me down in the shade, and water me, and I'll do just fine. So there they are. So that is another part of the deep listening, deep questioning. I listened to the plants, and they told me exactly what they wanted. You're being asked to listen to everything. Everything, everything. I remember Minnesota, where I grew up, I would get messages that the stones could, I could get messages from the stones. And then I went to our local church, and did I get an earful? Absolutely not. There's no messages coming from stones. There's no messages coming from crystals. There's no messages coming from plants. The church says there is no communication with all of these. Well, here I am. I've got all this energy and I've got all this knowing that, yes, I'm getting messages from plants. I'm getting messages from crystals and stones and rocks and different things. And then I'm told that, no, you aren't. No, you can't. The kicker was when I told my Sunday school teacher, I said, we were talking about Jesus and Mary. I said, they were married. I know they were married. Oh, my God, you'd think I'd committed a sin. And I remember to this day how much I really felt that. And now the information is coming out that yes, indeed, that is a reality in my way. It always has been. And that after the resurrection, he had led a very fruitful life, and that there were many children, and the first one being, I think, Sophia. And so you see, the changes that are coming now are really the old reality that's always been true. Alchemy. Everything, if you'll visualize this card, there's a cauldron in the bottom. And everything is going into the cauldron to synthesize old messages, new messages. And out of the alchemy will come the new. Out of the fire and the water coming together will be steam. The alchemy, turning base metal into gold. Excuse me. One of the things with this card that I sent out to my group, I have a intuitive insights group. It is a subscription group. And one of the things that I sent out with this card was to check out what is your bucket list. Did you see the movie, The Bucket List? And that was these two older gentlemen, they had maybe a month to live or however, maybe a year. And they had a whole list of things that they wanted to do during that time, and they only had this much time to live. If that were true of you, what would you do? How would you be? And what would you declare that you have? And how would you live that every moment of your life? Interesting, of all the people on the list, no one replied to that. I don't know why. Usually they reply about something, one thing or another every day. What would you do? 1 month to live, or maybe 1 week, or maybe 1 day, to imagine that this is the first and last day of your life. How would you live? What would you do? All right, let's take caller line two. Hello, who do we have on line two?
Hi, my name is Molly, and I'm from Phoenix, Arizona.
Ah, Phoenix, good to have you on the line with me.
Oh, good, thank you. I was looking on the lines of career or destiny. For some reason, I feel that I didn't do what I was supposed to in this life, and I just got that nagging sense that I didn't accomplish what I was supposed to accomplish in this life. I'll be taking hypnosis classes in about a week or so. I'm really interested in that, and I just feel that I'm drawn to that, and I was wondering if you could see if that's what my path is supposed to be, since I'm so drawn to that.
Excellent, Molly. Excellent. What did you do before?
Well, actually, I'm unemployed at the time. I've been working in, like, medical offices, like front desk, reception, and I really don't want to do that anymore.
Very good. Very good. Okay. So this is a perfect time to set out your intention. And okay. So I'm going to shuffle the cards. So I want you to just feel. I want you to connect with me.
Okay.
And I want, okay, and we're looking at the hypnosis classes. We're looking for information about your career, your destiny. How old are you right now?
Actually, that's the whole thing. I'm going to be 52 already in September, and I just feel like time has just passed me by.
Oh, you're so young.
All right. I kind of think that way.
Yeah, I'm going to select a card for you. This is the Two of Cups, and that is love.
Aww.
And what love. It's a very nice card. It's a Two of Cups, and it's showing a lotus above and a lotus below. And the energy is flowing from above, which indicates that you're being given the inspiration of the direction to go. Hypnosis classes is just the first of many that you will be attracted to. Once you go to the hypnosis class, you're going to be made aware of other classes where you'll be able to study, and you're going to be changing careers, I would say, in the next 6 to 8 months.
Oh, okay.
And with this, you're going to be much happier. Are you in a relationship?
Yes. Actually, I've been married for like 12 years.
Very good. Well, this is going to intensify and the love between you and your husband.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
It's not too shabby already. And, what I'm seeing as your destiny is to be a medical intuitive. There's no accident. There's no, you know what a medical intuitive is?
Yes, actually, I do feel I'm very psychic, and sometimes I can even tap into the medium part of it, kind of goes along with it, but I just don't have enough confidence to do that. I just do it for friends and for fun, but I do really feel that I can do it if I really set my mind to it.
Right. Well, I have many people that come to me and they say, well, I have all this psychic ability. Now what do I do with it? And that's one of the things.
Right, right.
Yeah, and that's where you're at right now. And a lot of times I will train people in how to focus your energy. Like if you were listening to the earlier part of the program about the when I first started my quest, that the first class I took was about power animals. And I gave you the scarab to use, because that will help you to really focus and have something and someone to communicate with on the other side, communication.
Well, I was listening to that. I don't know what a scarab is.
A scarab is a beetle.
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure. Okay.
A scarab is a beetle, and it's in Egypt. If you go to Egypt, I've not been there, but they have all of these, and it's a sacred bug, sacred animal, and have many carved in turquoise and all different kinds of stones because it's very sacred.
Oh, okay.
And the symbology of everything in the cards, everything that we're doing here, Molly, is about the symbolism, and what does that mean to you?
Huh.
Now,
not really sure.
Yeah, now, let's look at the scarab is that's mood. It doesn't make any difference. For me, it means something, and for you, it may not. So you're looking at taking the hypnosis classes, and you're feeling really good about that.
Really good, yes, uh-huh.
So what
because
makes you...
I've taken Reiki before.
Okay,
and
Reiki, very good.
And I'm feeling that if I do the hypnosis, I can do healing on both levels.
Absolutely.
I could just feel that that's what I could do. I just kind of know it.
See, and there's that natural knowing. So mm-hmm. you're really focusing your intuitive ability. How wonderful.
Yeah. I'm just, like, lacking in confidence. I think my confidence level is what holding me back. Because I feel like if I try to do something on demand, I block up. When I feel like, you know, like I got to perform on demand, that's when it doesn't flow very easily. When I'm just doing it for fun, I mean, I'm just like, click, 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 everything's going. But when it comes to, like, demand, or I have to do it, or, like, you know, or being tested, I just totally clam up. And that has been my problem. I don't know how to break through that.
All right. So the interesting, I wrote that down because many people, when they come to me, or whatever, they just say, I can do it anytime, like you were saying, for fun. But on call, for example, if you sit down at a psychic fair and people sit in front of you, you've got to perform mm-hmm. right this moment. Like you called, I'm performing.
Right.
Where
right.
What I did. Now, you remember that card, which is the moon card, where I said, go through the gateway?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to lift what I did, what I'm doing right now, mm-hmm. because I want to be of higher service to you. I moved my energy up through that gateway, and I moved it up into the center of my brain cavity. I want mm-hmm. you to do that, and anyone listening here, move your energy to the center of your brain cavity.
Okay.
Right in the center.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's the psychic center.
Okay.
All right, now I'm going to move my energy up through the crown chakra.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to get a little dizzy when I do that, and what's happening is I'm going into trance, and I'm moving myself up to about 3 feet above my head.
Oh, okay.
You got that?
Mm-hmm. I feel like something opening.
Yeah, so this is an opening, and now you have access to your guides and angels so that you can get answers that come from other places.
Oh, okay. You just kind of have to just move up and
you just imagine.
There.
Yeah, you imagine okay. and pretend that you're in the center of your brain cavity. You imagine that you're opening the crown chakra. I always visualize like the aperture of the old-fashioned camera
okay.
on the top of my head, and then I move my energy. I just imagine that I'm up above, about 3 feet above me, and I'm connected to God. I'm connected to Spirit, connected to Source, and that any mm-hmm. information that comes through is not from Judith. It is coming from a higher place.
Oh, okay.
That's on demand, on call, because God is always there. All right, I'm through,
right.
And then what I do is I now let go and thank God, and I move my energy back down into through the crown chakra, into the center of my brain cavity.
Well, and then that is so interesting. Yes.
Yeah, and so then I want to bring myself all the way into my body, so I just slip into the rest of my body, down to my feet, and then I rub my feet against the floor. Because you'll be a little.
I'm so glad you explained that. Yes.
Because you'll be a little spacey after that, mm-hmm. and then see when you what I've given to you is actually a half hour meditation. I've given it to you in 30 seconds. What you do uh-huh. is you just imagine, you know, you get some nice music, mm-hmm. and then you just bring yourself into the center of your brain cavity. You're actually in the pineal gland. And then you just imagine you're floating up through the crown chakra. And then you're up with God talking. And then keep a paper and pencil and you write down everything about, for you. See, you you get to do readings on you.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah, usually when I do meditate, I do get information. So.
Do you write it down?
No, I don't.
No,
I don't. I know. I've been told that I should because I do get a lot of information.
Okay, so from now on, you keep one of these nice notebooks right beside you, and that's the only purpose for that notebook. So you're telling Spirit, you're telling God, okay, I'm going to write it down. And then, quick as you get up there, then you can even open your eyes and you can say, okay, I'm ready, whatever. You just write it down, write it down, write it down, write it down, write it down. And you just spend half an hour up there.
Okay, that sounds really good. Yeah, that sounds so helpful because even just imagine it for those few seconds, I could feel a difference.
I know you can.
I know. Yeah, I could feel the difference already. I could feel like an opening up already, like awareness already. So, yes. So you do see that medical intuitive is more
yes, I do.
My line than...
Yeah, medical intuitive, you'll be able to this is the hypnosis classes will give you the self-confidence. And right. I've just given you something that's going to give you even more self-confidence.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
And that's all. Oh, it's, you just need a few sessions under your belt on call where you have mm-hmm. to perform. And just remember that whatever it comes to you when you're in this space is from God.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I do believe that wholeheartedly.
And they're not going to, and the, your guides and angels are not going to give you junk. They're going to give you the real truth when you're connected in this way.
Okay. Yes, I do believe that so much. So.
Good, Molly.
Well,
I'd love to hear from you and see how you're doing in your class.
Continue listening
to the program.
Well, thank you so much. You did help me so much. I do appreciate it so much. Thank you, Judith.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Okay. So you see, the card, the Two of Cups, love, well, I don't know whether it addressed it really. The former card, it addressed it much more than the other one, than the one that I pulled for her, of using the scarab, of using an exercise that I do quite regularly, on call, on demand, that when someone calls or I'm doing a reading for someone over the telephone, I go to that place because I want information that is, because people who call me want information above and beyond the normal. They want advanced information because they're, all of you listening are advanced souls. So you don't need just regular stuff. And yet you want regular stuff. You want stuff that's going to help you on a day-to-day basis. Now, excuse me. If you go and tell someone, my little scarab is doing this, they're going to think you're nuts. So the one thing that when people first start this spiritual work is they want to blab about everything they're doing. And that's why we get such a bad name, is because people are out of integrity when they start blabbing about whatever they're doing on the spiritual realm. Now, I'm doing it because I'm in a training mode here. But when I go out for coffee with someone and then just chit-chatting, I'm definitely not telling them everything that I'm doing. And I definitely don't read them. If something comes in, I just kind of put it off to the side, put it on a little cloud and send it away. Unless they ask me, well, what do you think about this? At which time I will say, listen, we're having coffee and it's important that we sit in a session. And I can record for you because, you know, if they're asking for information, I'm going into this place and they may not be able to understand it unless we're in a private place. It's a session and they're paying me for it. Staying in integrity for the psychic and for the intuitive is very, very important because many times people will, they know what you do. They know how gifted you are, or I am, and they want to pick your brains. I'm always leery when someone says, could I take you to coffee? And most of the time I'll say, I don't do coffee. Are you interested in a session? Because I can read what's between the lines. You'll feel like you've been ripped off, and if you've ever done that to a psychic, unless they give you permission to do that and they're a dear, dear friend and they give it freely, it's not that we're withholding. It's just that we feel like we've been ripped off. Excuse me. And that isn't a nice thing for anyone to do. So honor the person who is intuitive, who has the gift. And you all have the gift. It's like Molly. I'm excited about her training that she's doing. I wish she were closer. I'd love to have her in my classes. And so you see, you out there have gifts, and we're needing you. We need you right now to be training or doing whatever it is to get the information to be of service, a higher service to the world. It is important that you be authentic, to be who you are. Now, if Molly you know, is going to be a medical intuitive. She's already probably experienced people coming into the office who've had things going on the physical plane. Now she'll be able to, until she leaves that job, she'll be able to do it on a spiritual realm. And on the mental and emotional, she'll be able to see even more. And before they even say, well, I've got something going on with my pancreas or whatever, she'll be able to see it. She'll know that. She'll be able to see it, hear it, taste it, touch it. And which brings up whether you're clairvoyant, which means you can see, whether you're clairaudient, whether you can hear. Some people hear irregularity in the heartbeat without a stethoscope. Or if you're clairsentient, you feel. And then there's a knowing sensitive who just knows it and has all of the senses. Okay, anyone who would like to call in? We were talking about on-demand readings. Yeah, how do you direct it? How do you use it? I gave her a great tool. I hope all of you got it. Okay, going back to the bucket list. You only have one day to live. I had put down here 1 month to when I sent my messages out. And by the way, if you would like to join my list, you can email me at conrad3198@comcast.net. Love to hear from you. All right, so what is it you want more than anything else in the world? What is the most important thing that you'd really love to do? For me, it's radio. Radio and television. I don't know why I come and go from this, but you, I know, bottom line, that I'm always going to end up on the radio. I'm always going to end up on television. For some reason, this is a calling that when I finished my 25 years of high school teaching, even before I finished, I was already doing radio in San Francisco. So that's one of the things I want and I desire more than anything. It's a place to verbalize. Like Molly was talking about, I get all this information, now what do I do? So I write it down, and many times I'll send it out to my subscription list. And then there's more, and I don't know where to send it and what to do. So I need to have a venue, which is my radio and my TV program. So I know that that's one of the things that I want and to do more than anything else, because I can be of higher service to more people. And this is what was on. I always use the mountain astrologer, Stephanie Austin, with this Leo new moon today. And the very last thing is Our True Wants, our umbilical cord to God of the universe by Mary Georgia. So my wants and my desires, if it's like through the umbilical cord, I have an umbilical cord between me and God. Or the same exercise, going up through the crown chakra up to God. God knows that I want to do radio. God knows that I love to do readings, to teach tarot, to teach intuition development. God knows that. So God just gives me all these people that come to me that want to learn this. And I do it on the teleconference classes. It's so fun. Because clairaudience is really developed through the teleconference classes. When I was on the radio, people would call in and I would listen to their voice. And you talk about developing confidence. The first time that I got this insight through the voice that, you know, they were about to lose a job. How do I tell that person on the radio that their job is about ready to end? And what I saw, I didn't see what was coming up. At first, I had to tell them that you might want to look for a new line of work. Quick as I said that, I saw something else opening up. How exciting that was. But I had to say the first thing first, that you might want to look for a new line of work, because I could see that they weren't fitting in and the boss was going to let her go. And the quickest I said that. See, it's like her taking the hypnosis class. Once you take that, then the rest of it can open up. Isn't that exciting? All right. Anyone want to call in? We still have some more time. Third tarot card. Boy, we're taking a long time on each of these. It's the potential for change in the future. So we had the moon card. We had the past card, which was the art card of the alchemist. Now we've got the six of cups pleasure. Woohoo! This is internal transformation at the deepest possible level. In the study of the intuition, one gets to know at a deeper level who you really are, and that's by going through that gateway and then with the scarab cleaning up the old patterns. And these aren't just the cosmetic changes. We're going to clean them up all the way through, and this is a very important time to do it. New moons are new beginnings. So yeah, how can you have new beginnings when we're holding on to the old? So then I ask myself, okay, radio, TV, that's the old stuff. Well, I'm doing it in a different way. In fact, with my TV program, I invited two other ladies to come on, and we are so excited. This is in Eugene, Oregon. We named ourselves the Clarity Queens, and we are having a ball. People call us on the television, and all three of us give some kind of an insight of what we see, feel, hear, you know, about the person. So we're taking that on the road. It's kind of like Steve Behrman and Swami Beyondananda. I'm sure many of you have heard of him. He started out with this is like his alter ego. And that's what we're doing. We're having such a fun time because we're all three of us are intuitive. Two of us have studied intensely. The other one's a very good businesswoman. So she's listing herself as a business intuitive. I'm a spiritual intuitive, and the other one is a financial intuitive. We're already being booked in for Christmas parties. So you see, I'm doing TV in a different way, and I don't know how radio is going to be in a different way. I just do what I'm told to do. They tell me, do it by yourself and take the call-ins. So keep moving in the direction of your dreams, your legacy, your legend, your destiny, even if you're not sure what it is. Keep moving. Now, this next 2 weeks, we'll be under the influence of the new moon in Leo, which is you're being asked to redefine and define what it is you really want by doing your bucket list. I have one day to live. What am I going to do? I'm going to take a class on hypnosis. Well, the class lasts more than one day. At least you've made that decision to take the class. Write down your new moon intentions, and please, why don't you give me a call? And once you share them on the radio, it's going to solidify them. I'll pull a card on them. Okay. Well, until someone calls, I'm just going to go ahead and do another reading on your new moon intentions. That sounds like a good idea. All right. So I'm shuffling the cards. Can you hear the cards in the background? I don't have my felt down. Okay, I'm going to pull three cards. I'm actually going to cut them in three piles. The first pile is on the left. Second card. And the third card. Okay, three cards. The first one is the situation on your intention. Oh, wow, interesting. Nine of swords, and that is mental cruelty. Many people have a desire. They want to create a legend, something that everyone will remember them for. That's why a lot of people write books. They write their memoirs. And then as soon as they start doing that, they make the mistake of sharing that with someone else. So the Nine of Swords, mental cruelty, says don't share what you're doing with other people who you give them a chance to invalidate you. Yeah, I remember telling my parents what I was going to do after they worked so hard to help me, to make sure I got to go to college. And when I told them what I was doing, they just flipped. They could not understand how I could throw away a career in teaching. I still have some of my relatives saying that. However, this is my destiny, to be a spiritual teacher. And my destiny is also to be on the radio and on TV. And when I let other people comment or get in my way, then the mental cruelty comes in and I invalidate myself. So I don't share unless I feel that people are open to what I'm about. And then I will explain in words that, you know, pretty much left brain, which is analytical, so that they can understand. Most people can understand using 10% of the brain as opposed to 90% of the brain. Scientifically, it's been proven, so they can understand that I'm using the 90%. And then they get excited. Well, I use that too. And then they see if I let them bring it up, then it works much better. Okay, so your intentions for this new moon, the next 2 weeks, is that the second card is a number 11, which is lust. This is the major arcana. They call them trumps. And the woman is on Leo the Lion, which is, we're in Leo the Lion time. She's reaching up and she's got her hand on the Holy Grail. She's totally naked. She's open. She's available to whatever messages. And she's reaching higher because she's gotten a handle on all the old. She's got a handle on how to deal with people who want to invalidate her. Make your intentions, write them down, and live by them for the next 2 weeks. Tune into yourself. And listen to your own mind chatter, because it's afraid. And I like what, what's her name? Feel the fear. Oh, yeah, Susan Jeffers. Feel the fear and do it anyway. Feel the fear and do it anyway. And then the third card is the Nine of Cups, is tangible happiness. Make manifest that which is here for you to manifest. Hoo-hoo-hoo, exciting, exciting. Like I said, we're available for more calls. If there's anyone who would like me to do a personal reading, and I will use exactly the same techniques that I've been here. If you feel you have a change of direction in your life, you're feeling confused, you're unsure where to go next, you know that there's a major decision pending, and you need just another opinion, as I call myself the second opinion, or just something to get you going. It's an hour session, and I record it on my side, and I send it to you. It is exciting to clarify what people already know. It's just, oh, gosh, I thought I knew that. What I'm doing is I'm synthesizing and bringing it to in a form that you can now. It's like that second person saying something. It validates you. And the second thing, like I was mentioning, I do an intuitive insights every day, Monday through Friday. Sometimes I do it Saturday, Sunday too. And what I'll do is I will tune into the group and tune into myself and see what spirit wants to give. And I pull usually 1 to 3 cards. And I will do a lesson very much like this. That's the first part. That's the superficial part. I mean, it's not superficial. And then what happens after that is people will answer. They'll respond to whatever I've given. We've already established what they're going for because it's a subscription group. And then as soon as you respond to me what you got out of that message, then I will respond back, and we have a dialogue going back and forth throughout the day, Monday through Friday, for 4 weeks straight. Some of the people have been in the group for 3 years. In fact, it was that group that where I taught them the tarot on the internet, on the email. That was a fabulous class because I had one person in Buenos Aires, I had one person in Dubai, Saudi Arabia, one person in New York, one person in La Jolla in Southern California, and I was in Mount Shasta. And I'm getting ready to start another class. I'm going to either do it on the teleconference or we can do it on the email. It doesn't make a bit of difference. One person wanted to do the class on the email. I did it all by herself. She was just fine for paying for a little extra because she was the only one. However, I have a couple people who are interested. Now, if that is something that you would like to do, you'd like to learn the Crowley deck. That's the only deck I use. Some of you have, actually, some of the people in my class, and myself, I've done the Morgan Greer. It's nice. However, this has astrology. It has color therapy. It has numerology. It just has so much that it really takes a bit to master this deck. And it is also about opening up to your intuitive ability, because we do readings on each other. And that's the fun part, of being able to do readings on each other immediately. Yeah, we don't mess around. We just go, we cut right to the chase and open up. And with the teleconference, I can do meditations with you also. Love to do the meditations. They were a little more difficult on the email. Excuse me. But some people jumped right into what I call the round table meditation. We all met at 6 o'clock in the morning at the round table, at King Arthur's round table. And we all sat there at 6 a.m. Now, time changes. You know, some of them were at 11. It was 11 p.m. in other parts of the country. So they just agreed that at 6 a.m., whatever time was 6 a.m. for them, they were there at the round table. Any and all of these are available if you're interested. So that would be an individual reading, number one. Number two would be the intuitive insights, which it's an email message I send out, and it's coaching, mentoring, and assisting you in opening to your intuitive ability. And then number three would be a teleconference class once a week at a time we would decide. And we can do it intuitive development. We can include the tarot. Some people do not like the tarot. We can agree as a group. And the other one would be an email tarot class. Or anything else. I've been there, done that. Most of the classes that most of you will take, and many of you are opening and awakening to this right now, just like Molly. It's so exciting to watch people open up. 1984. The Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of May, was my first intuitive class. So I've been doing this a bit. My email is conrad3198@comcast.net. My website is mountshastamagic.com. I've been in Mount Shasta for 6 years, and now I'm up here in Eugene, Oregon. I still carry the energy of the mountain and the Ascended Masters, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, and the Talosians who live under the mountain. It was pretty exciting. I got to see all parts of Mount Shasta, that sacred site, the practical. And I had my television program there, too, for 6 years. It wasn't a call-in like I have now. Well, you guys are kind of quiet out there. Maybe you're going to email me after this and let me know how it can serve you. Check out the website, www.mountshastamagic.com. And the email is conrad3198@comcast.net. And I'll be back next Thursday. Think of your questions. If you want to email the questions, you're kind of shy, don't feel like calling in, that's just fine. Go ahead and email the questions. And the guides and I will help you.